This is Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to Viz City.
And this is Terry Way. Well, today we're going to try something a little different for our format. Usually we both go look at the same show. This time, you're way out on the LCC campus. Way out there. I used to be out there all the time, but now the station's moved. I don't get out there much. So you're going to talk about some venues on the campus itself.
We have two art galleries out there.
Right. And I'm going over to the Whitaker neighborhood here in Eugene and talk about a new gallery and an art walk. Let's go to LCC first. What did you see out there?
Well, the David Joyce Gallery at LCC is sponsored by the Culinary Arts and Hospitality Management Program. And I had to go out there to look at art. So I had a poetry class, and I brought all my students up and set them down in front of art and said, use your eyes and write poetry. And that was lots of fun. It gave me a chance to look at everything. Mm-hmm. They have dedicated related food and hospitality topics. The current one is taste and flavor, salty.
Well, so, and this gallery, that's what they do, is dedicate it to some aspect
a wonderful
of food,
theme, right? But it's very broadly open, yeah. Salty, things around seafood. There was a wonderful photographs of salt crystals. There were lots of interpretations of salty. I might say that there's an artist reception for all 20 artists on Thursday, March 7th from 4:30 to 6.
And were these all photos or are there
Oh, no,
mixed?
There was quite a mix. Rachel McLean, I've seen her photography before. She has a very sharp and stylized series of very large photographs of sea salt and Epsom salt crystals. Hmm. Really beautiful close-up on shiny surfaces. But also another familiar name is Jerry Ross. Yeah. Who's such a wonderful painter, impressionistic beach scenes. And he chose to interpret the word salty like somebody who was an old salt. Mm-hmm. I guess you have to be old to be an old salt.
I think that kind of goes together.
But he had portraits of an Italian nonna. Mm-hmm. There's lots to look at out there. My students really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. The other art gallery at Lane is out at Building 11. It's, as you know, it's been rebuilt. It's a beautiful space. I talked earlier about the Salvador Dalis that we had. Mm-hmm. Those are out, and we have some visitors now from Nebraska, other places. Monique Jansen-Belitz has an exhibit called Unfolding Dreams, and there's a Midwestern artist, Zena Moosman, also has some art.
And that gallery really is transformed from what it was a couple of years ago.
It's very transformed. It's full of light.
Right, enclosing glass, very spacious.
These are nationally recognized work that has been brought. Okay. And it's wonderful seeing the traffic of students and teachers in there.
Right.
What do you see, Terry?
Well, every month, as opposed to the first Friday downtown art walk, the East Whitaker neighborhood hosts a Last Friday art walk. January Last Friday Art Walk. There are 8 venues that will be open. To kick it off, they're celebrating a brand new studio, a studio art gallery opening instead of closing, mm-hmm. which is fantastic. It's a Paper Moon Photo Studio and Gallery. It's at 543 Blair, which is on Blair between 5th and 6th. It's right beside the Wave.
That's a jumping neighborhood now.
Yes, it is. It's easy to find out who's open. You just go to Last Friday Art Walk Eugene, and they print the map. It's free. They print the map, say who's open, what they're showing. The new studio is being opened by Claire Flint and Melissa Mankins. They've been around the neighborhood for a long time, but they have gone together now. They're both photographers. And I think it's going to be really interesting. They have a stage in there. A vaudeville troupe is actually using it as a practice session.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, the Red Raven Follies do vaudeville acts. And on Friday night, they will actually have live music by Mood Area 52, and that's at 7 o'clock. And then at 8 o'clock, the Red Raven Follies will do a vaudevillian act there. So it's going to be really interesting. And Claire and Melissa also are showing a photo show called The Snake Charmer. And the model is Lisa Sandow out of Portland.
Is she posing with snakes?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes. And they got some costumes from a local shop here called Nobody's Baby. And Zany Zoo Pets provided a very large snake. And these are old-timey looking photographs. They're wonderful things, and those will be up as well as all of the other things going on over there on Blair Street. So it's always a happening place, very active, a lot of people
out. Things to eat, things to look at.
Mm-hmm. So again, you can go
beer to sip, I might add.
Right. You can go to Last Friday Art Walk Eugene online and print the map and who's open. Very easy to attend. Lots of things happening as usual.
Come on out to LCC and I'll give you a guided tour.
Or East Whittaker.
That's right.
This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.